Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
You're listening to The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I'm not going to do my UK honkish
he's
stuff.
He's not going to be a U. Do you want to get the sounder out? He's not going to be a UK honk.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear athletic director Mitch Barnhart. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
And James Strebel.
60 seconds ago, Koopy said, "Now that I'm here, I'm not going to be a UK honk." And 2 minutes later, we had him sing happy birthday to Mitch Barnhart.
That's a rejoin.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Reminder, double barrel NFL action tonight. Colts Ravens will have the Colts call 7:30 right here on ESPN 680 105.7. Colts and Ravens, the Ravens call over on 93.9 The Ville beginning at 7:45. There you go. You guys need somebody for fantasy this weekend in your leagues? Have you checked your league?
Yeah, no, I'm beating process. Yeah, actually, because I thought I'd be done because Russell Wilson went down, but I've got two players tonight. And I'm in the lead, so I'm good to go.
There you go.
Yeah. Lost a lot this week.
There you go. Not good.
So Lamar Jackson's the last hope for Louisville football fans this weekend because Teddy got blasted. Their Cardinals lost. And now you got Lamar's it. He's the only one that can save the program.
Texas says Sweeney had Virginia 34-31. He had a great read on the cards. Yes, I know. I didn't predict the game right. I apologize. I'm sorry. That's what you come here for
right.
Free, is the predictions that rarely go right.
I wonder how Locke,
mostly go wrong.
I wonder how Locke was in the studio. Or not in the studio, in the stands. Because you sent me a picture that he was there.
Sober.
With his wife. Well,
was he in the stands?
Other than
he
sober.
He was in the stands. He's probably in a swanky box.
That's true. He's probably in a suite somewhere or a box.
Suite somewhere. Denny Crumb's suite or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know where he's
was he
at.
Yelling and screaming? Yeah!
I have no idea. Jackie boy, you were in here talking with Strebel about your big weekend, and you were showing him something on your phone, and you said, "I'm in love," and I thought you were talking about
a
woman, and it was a taco.
Yeah.
So, the
women were very nice also.
Give us a little bit of, fill us in a little bit before we play some sound here.
All right, so what I was talking to Strebel about was what we did on Saturday, which was the wedding that I was in. My buddy is Mexican American. He married a Mexican woman, so it was a Mexican wedding.
Yeah,
a Mexican Catholic wedding. So, but the traditional Mexican thing apparently is to have like a day after party after the wedding.
Nice.
So that was just literally at the bride's parents' house, which the bride's parents owned the bar we went to in Juarez, Mexico.
Nice.
Which, by the way, was called Club Kentucky of all things.
The bar was?
Yes.
Club Kentucky in Juarez,
sounds
Mexico.
Sounds like a blog. Like
it really
Kentucky
does.
Fans getting ready to do another blog.
Or a forum on
Club Kentucky.
Yes.
Forum on Cats Illustrated.
They claim to be the place where the margarita was originated, which is funny. But anyway,
Hang on. That Club Kentucky, it sounds like a BBN sex meetup.
It really does.
Oh, a little swing action.
I don't know. You just show up.
You
tell me.
Things happen. You know, people mingle.
What
and...
if I told you you can make a lot of money if you took that idea and ran with it? Would you do it?
like a lot of money.
I mean, yeah.
Like
I'm
set.
You're like
I'm
yeah,
set.
Like you're set. Yeah. You're not teaching anymore.
No, I could. Perhaps see my way into that because
okay.
Consenting adults.
There
it's
you
not
go.
Thing illegal, you know.
It's wearing a mask or something, though.
Yeah, like in Eyes Wide Shut, you know.
Or a Squid Game. Did you ever catch up on that?
No, I just finished White Lotus.
Course.
So now I'm gonna finish up on. I really
That's
like it.
Done.
But I finished the White Lotus, so now I'm gonna finish Squid Game.
Texas says, "Dribble, you sound like Ernie when you sing."
Ernie?
Go
Bert
ahead.
Ernie?
go ahead.
All right, so where do we want to start? We would start with Thursday, the Mexico night, and then move on.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to hear about Mexico.
Yeah, so Thursday night, we had I get in, We had the rehearsal dinner, which was at a ranch, by the way, a steakhouse that was on a ranch, which was really
nice.
That's awesome.
I have to show the photo of that. Also, fresh beef, that steak.
Yeah.
Good ass steak. And then afterwards, we get back. Yeah, we get back to the hotel, and we're like, okay, we're going to get going, to Juarez. And we literally walked from the hotel to Mexico.
He said 10 minutes.
It was about 10 minutes to the border. And then about 10 minutes from the border to the bar. And as we're walking, you know, across, you walk across the border, then you walk across the Rio Grande River. And after you finish walking across the river, you go through a little tunnel. And on the other end of the tunnel, you're just, you know, you're in Mexico.
Yeah.
Go through the tunnel, you're in the land of Mexico.
And it's literally like 5 minutes from there. And a mariachi band started following us and playing music as we're walking.
So you had, you had a bodyguard?
Yes, there was a bodyguard.
All right, okay. So this is what I want to get to.
Jack had a bodyguard.
That's baller.
It was not my personal bodyguard.
That's baller right there. Had a bodyguard. That's baller status, Jack Grossman. Would you say it wasn't your personal? It was like the group's bodyguard.
Yes,
that's awesome. Was he intimidating? Was he like scary?
He was a nice guy.
Did you tip him?
No.
What do you mean no? You got to tip the bodyguard. I mean, damn.
Well, honestly, I might have. I don't remember.
I thought it was like as a group, you all get together. They might throw a 20 in there. Give it to the bodyguard.
I'm sure we did.
I don't think you did.
It doesn't sound like you did.
It sounds like you did, and you're trying to blame the alcohol and say,
"Yeah, I don't remember."
God. All right, so that was Thursday.
Yeah, so that was Thursday. Friday was the wedding. So we wake up, we go to the ceremony. We're in the tuxes and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a Catholic wedding, so it lasted about an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And since I was a groomsman, I'm standing the entire time.
Oh, yeah. Probably sweating a little bit.
Yeah, sweating a little bit. Yeah.
Can I just interject that? Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why are they almost 2 hours?
Because it's a ceremony. It's a mass. It's a sacrament.
It's silly.
No, it's not.
No, it's silly. 2 hours?
Yeah.
2 hours? Come on.
Yeah.
What are we doing here? People are doing. I mean, Jack's out there sweating.
Yeah.
I mean, people got to do things.
That's what the reception's for afterwards. Yeah.
So once the reception ends, though, we all get onto a party bus.
That's what happened. Yeah, that's what we did. Yeah.
And from about, say, 2 p.m. until the reception started at 6 p.m., it was literally just us driving around El Paso on a party bus.
Oh, hell
and
yeah.
Drinking as much as we possibly
So you showed up at the reception just hammered already.
Yes, and then the first thing at the reception is the cocktail hours.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Keep going from there. We have the reception. It's great. It's a lot of fun. And after the reception, we get back to the hotel. We're all, like, dead tired, exhausted. It's like 12:45 in the morning. Then my buddy Michael, the groom, just comes in and says, "What are you guys doing? You ready to go out?" And we're like,
"Wow,
whoa, the groom did." Whoa. Like,
well, if you say so. So we went out again after that.
Well, after party,
after
man.
The party. Yep. Then we were out for a few more hours after that, and all I remember is how do I phrase this? Me and another dude just kept taking tequila shots, and we kept alternating who paid for them.
That's not where I thought you were going.
Me too.
With that.
I was. No. Yeah, I thought something else was going
to
happen.
I talked to women. I danced with a couple of the bridesmaids at the wedding. There
nice.
You go. Is that
what
you
wanted? You know what? You know the best thing about Jack? He had a more successful wedding than, remember Mitch? Mitch went to that wedding and thought he had it locked up.
With one girl.
And then he blacked out and had a miserable time.
Yeah, didn't get her number or anything, lost his jacket.
So Jack right there, he already won.
He wins.
He already won right there.
Yep, good job, Jack.
By the way, a buddy of mine texted me, he says, "Catholic weddings are a load of crap. It's all about the priest. 20 minutes max." Total agreement.
Different folks, different strokes.
I'd see someone take a video of it, but, you know, they have, like, the intros at the wedding reception, right?
Yeah.
Where they, like, you know, introduce
we did that.
And then all the bridesmaids and the groomsmen, you walk out in your pair.
Yeah.
Mine was the girl and I, they each had us do, like, a dance. Yeah, so mine was we walked out.
Oh, no.
Oh, here it goes.
I'm scared.
I know. I'm sad already.
The girl had me get on my knee. That she sat on my knee and we both took a shot.
Okay.
Yes,
I like that.
Yes,
you started that with she had me sit on her.
I will mark that for the mixtape.
Professor Blob. Yeah. Or what's the guy?
Blob from Billy Madison?
The revolting blob.
Yes, the principal. He was the principal at the elementary school.
He was supposed to pin if he was running out of air.
He said, yeah, he suffocated the dude. Yeah, that little, the weasel guy, Brad or whatever, is the one that found it.
She's like, Jack, you know what really turns me on?
Whoa.
If the revolting blob.
Can you wear this mask? Can you and sit on me?
So we didn't wrap up the story. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Saturday,
we'll get into this.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. So Saturday was the after party. So it was, we all went to the bride's parents' house, and we were all in their backyard. They had a bunch of tables and tents set up. And again, the bride's dad owned the bar we went to.
Oh, yeah.
We had alcohol was flowing there too. Yeah.
So we started with Bloody Marys at noon. And we just transitioned into every other type of alcoholic drink that we wanted. And then he brought in a chef to make tacos. And they were quite possibly the best tacos I've ever had.
They were.
The traditional Mexican tacos, professionally done. They were marinating them over a fire, which was nuts. And so that was what I did for 10 hours. There was a TV that had some of the football games on. So
there you
we
go.
Watched a little bit of the football. We watched the boxing match on Saturday night.
Did you guys say, hey, do you guys have the ACC network?
No, I did not. I watched.
Trying to catch a Louisville game. They're playing Virginia. It's a big one.
Big
Brennan
game.
Armstrong's got a cannon.
Naturally, we had
those left-handed.
Yeah. We had OU Texas on. We had Iowa Penn State on. And I watched the last 4 minutes of the Louisville game on my phone.
No.
And my buddy just kept laughing that number 99 kept doing anything
he wanted.
Anything he wanted. Hey, whatever, whoever's covering me, I'm going to beat you.
So the bridesmaid that you were with,
yes,
was she the single one, the taken one, the engaged one? What stage? Because that matters.
Yeah.
Only two of the bridesmaids were single.
Okay.
So there
was
so
yours.
No, mine wasn't.
I mean, you couldn't tell by the way he was saying how he answered that.
I know. Sorry, Jack.
He was nice, though.
Yeah. Texas says, Diener trips in the sun aren't on the same level as Grossman. Get a bodyguard diener, then you can talk about camping trips and vacation.
Wow. Jack went up Diener's vacations. How about that?
I have to figure out who has the photos, because I don't have them on my phone, but we had the bodyguard fake arrest all of us. And someone has photos of me slammed up against the wall with handcuffs on.
I gotta figure out who the hell has the photo.
You should have sent that to your mom.
I should have.
She would have been
postal.
We gotta get on a plane. Jack's been arrested. Did text Ethan, did you know what your brother did? What? Texas, Alabama lost, Mom. Leave me alone.
Texas says, Jackie Poo's weddings are way more interesting than Mitch or Coop's. Yeah.
The only thing I remember about Coop's weddings was him trying to sneak his way into Luke Hancock's wedding. That sounds about right. He did.
Texas says, can we go back to the groom coming in at 5 a.m.? Why was he not enjoying his wife's company in their hotel room?
It's a great question.
Was she not with him?
Well, no. She went out with us.
Oh, she went out with you.
So,
okay, yeah. Okay.
That's what they wanted to do. So that's what we did.
Texas says Mitch wouldn't be able to go to a wedding in Mexico. And so immediately I thought this was going somewhere, the wall, somewhere.
Oh, yes. I thought this was where this was
something
going. Something Sean would approve of.
It says production is backed up on SPF 2K. So when you walked into Mexico.
Yeah, we walked in. We walked back, it was just I brought my passport with me because I'm not taking any chances.
Just in case.
No,
but sure. They only asked for my ID.
There you go.
Yeah. It's me, Jack Grossman.
Say who the hell is this?
Yes. Who's Jack?
Jack, well, what do we want to do? Do you want to do the beginning of the next segment? Do your vignette here? Is
Works
that okay?
For me?
About five. Is that okay with
sounds
you?
Sounds great with yeah to me.
Is
absolutely.
That good with you guys?
Absolutely.
You're good with that.
I'm great with
You're
that.
Good with
I can't
that.
Wait to hear it. I'm excited.
Great.
Jack worked hard on that.
437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. Let's play some Stoops. Let's play these two Stoops today.
Okay.
Mark Stoops was asked about, obviously, that front line there with a couple guys now going down. The injuries are piling up for Kentucky, and you can only be so deep, if you will, on your roster, and Kentucky is really starting to hit that. So it is worrisome. Let's just play both of these. Go ahead. This is to Stoops talking about defensive injuries.
We have to move some guys around. We have to get better at some of the guys that are going to be forced into playing time. We have to look at all aspects of the things that we're doing and, you know, what they do best and try to have it by committee and moving guys around and look at different ways on third down. But, you know, the thing about Georgia is, you know, what's difficult is there's no masking things. There's, you know, they're very well coached and very physical. And you know, you have to play them. Of course, there's game plans and change ups and things, but you have to just match up. And that's difficult to do. But we have to get better. We have to have ways to protect certain guys. But with them, it's you just have to man up and play.
Man up and play. You gotta man up. By the way, Jack, I want to actually attack a Jack. You ready for this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, did you notice? Now, I don't know what you saw over the weekend, Jack, but Kentucky on fourth down at the just inside the five.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was technically the four, went for it.
Yeah.
On fourth down, the very first drive of the game.
Yes.
Well, you got to take the three there, right, Jack?
It's a different situation.
You got to take the three then.
Just because you take the three once doesn't mean you take the three every single time. That's no nuance.
Take the 3 points.
That's all the NFL did yesterday. The Bengals backers, that was all there. They all just take the three.
Take the three.
Heck of Aaron Rodgers and Joe Burrow, I'm going to take the three. These gutless.
You kept missing.
Gutless pukes.
One after the other. And Louisville had it happen to them, too. They were forced in that situation. You can't take a shot at the end zone in that position. But, again, another kicker failed. So, yeah, don't take the points if you're that freaking close. Go. And I was glad to see it. I was happy to see it.
You know, we know what happened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I also think
it's two different spots, testing. Though, when one field goal gives you a two-score lead with, like, almost no time left, and the other one is the first possession of the game, and you're trying to establish that we're going to run it down your throat and destroy you.
Yeah, it worked.
And then they threw it.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they threw the C-Rod, which I was like, whoa, number one.
By the way,
Will Levis caught threw an intermediate pass, and C-Rod caught it. It was surprising.
Yeah, they threw the running back.
Now, I was right and wrong here.
Okay.
I didn't think Smoke was good enough. I didn't think he would say healthy enough. I'm shocked he's getting this much run.
Oh, right. 108
yards. But I said they need a second running back, and they do.
They do. Now they've got one.
I was right, and I was wrong.
Right. You're right about the second running back, wrong about Smoke. But to be fair, I mean, he hadn't been putting up any type of numbers before yesterday. Well, actually, the last three games
he's been
playing pretty well. But he was that's his best by far, and I don't know how many games.
Texas says, Jack Grossman featured in Locked Up Abroad. Texas says, nobody in Georgia wears mask Stoops. Texas says, Sweeney just said you can only be so deep.
You can. You can only,
yeah, I mean,
you can't go too deep. Hear about those deep numbers?
just the lack of subtlety. That's what it is. It's the lack of subtlety. Yeah. Give me something sound-wise, Jack. We got to lighten the mood here. What do we have? What can we play for today? Do you want to give me a couple Currens?
I would love Currens.
You want a couple Currens?
Yes.
What are the best Curren ones out there?
They've got a lot of talent, especially on the offensive side of the ball, and I don't think you can. I mean, Malik Cunningham's pretty darn good. A lot of the guys they have on that side of the ball are pretty darn good. And defensively, I think there's talent on that side, and we've seen it. I just don't buy that they don't have talent.
There was one time where he goes, Phil, are you trying to say they don't have talent? And I was driving up to Cincinnati.
Oh, you're on the way to the game.
Which, by the way, I got to take Cincinnati to task, like Dieter did. We'll get to that.
Okay.
We'll get to that.
Was a little road problems?
I got home at 8 o'clock last night.
Holy crap. That game was an early game.
Yeah, the game was a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, 71 can rot in Hades.
I was wondering.
71 is an app. I would rather drive to Nashville than drive up 71 those few miles to Cincinnati.
You were, I mean, I knew you were at the game.
Just a wreck every 5 seconds. Everything's one lane. The bridge is one lane. And then all the traffic that's going on. And then I have a pretty good park. I was working. I had a good parking spot. I don't mind saying I had a good parking spot.
Right.
But to get close to the stadium, so you know that's difficult. I would have been happier parking out.
Sure, and get out quick.
Just walking. So I had a good parking spot.
But you got behind in traffic because of how good your parking spot was.
And the parking spot that I was in, they had five exits to leave the parking garage, to leave the parking garage. Five exits. They had one open.
That's a bad job.
And then after all of that, you'll love this.
Oh, my God.
After all of that, I finally am like where I need to be. And then cops just fly up. Okay, yeah. And I'm thinking, well, it's probably a Bengals fan getting punched out. Like, what's going on? So I look out there, and they stop everyone for like 25 minutes while we wait on the Packers to load their buses and leave.
Oh, no. Dude, that's awful.
I got home at 8 o'clock last night.
How mad were you when you got home?
I mean, it was fun to be there.
Yeah, sure.
I worked with Sports USA, which was just spotting for the play-by-play guy.
Oh, that's cool.
And doing stuff like that, and it was a good game. I mean, it was a really good game.
Yeah.
And I had, like, the Packers winning that game money line in 18 different things, so I'm sitting there watching the game
and trying to work in follow your draft.
It's always good to see Bengals fans lose. I mean, we all love that.
Yeah, it makes everyone happy.
Yeah, ever makes everyone happy.
At least they weren't punching each other out like Chiefs fans.
I like Joe Burrow, and I wanted to go see Aaron Rodgers. Who knows?
Jamar Chase is a good player to watch.
Very good. Devontae Adams had 11 catches. Yep. He was ridiculous.
Yeah,
they just don't. It's shocking. The Packers don't throw to anybody else.
No, he's the one guy.
It's the two running backs and him, and that's almost it. It's unbelievable how few guys. It's like Kentucky football until maybe.
And Wandell Robinson.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, even though he did throw to a few more guys, it's still pretty much Wandell or Bus in that realm.
Texas says, did Jackie Poo see the wall?
It was a chain link fence.
What if a German shepherd gets loose and bites his ass?
It was the least intimidating fence ever.
Jack's trying to climb the fence. His dog's hanging off his butt.
Just hanging off of his ass cheek. And Jack's got to sit up there for a Catholic wedding for 2 hours so a priest can go on and on. And you're kneeling and you're not kneeling.
Yeah.
And you're doing all these other things.
You had to sit on a pillow.
You know what? The last Catholic wedding I've been to.
Yeah.
I love this. I had a buddy who was already blasted.
Yeah.
But he was acting religious. Like he was doing the kneeling and doing all of the different things.
Oh, so he was going through the mass.
He was going
through the ceremony, yeah.
But he smelled like alcohol. And when it wasn't church stuff going on, he was leering and talking about all the women that were there. But he was still around all of this participating. I'm like, you know, God isn't, like, you're not getting credit here.
Yeah,
like,
just for going through the motions and participating.
You're drinking, you're crushing heaters,
yeah.
You smell like alcohol.
You're leering at women.
And you're leering at women in a church. You getting on your knees right now and blessing God. He doesn't need that.
No.
Okay?
He's watching you. Yeah, he knows what you're doing.
Texas says, did Sweeney sit with Chris Mack? Oh, I wish I would have seen
him
there.
Oh, he was there. I saw the
picture.
What
if it wasn't me? What if I'd be like, yo, because he wouldn't know who I am.
He had no idea.
If I walked up to him, well, first of all, I had the same shirt on.
Oh, your Bellarmine polo. There you go.
That would have been a problem. That would have been a problem.
Well, that would have been,
I could say, hey, I'm from Louisville.
Yeah.
My name's Mark Ennis. All right.
Mingus22 on Twitter.
My name is TJ Walker.
TJ, oh.
The sports stalker.
But if I just said that, and I get a picture with Mac, how great would that have been on the internet?
It would have been fantastic.
It would have been fantastic.
They could have said your name's Mark Blankenbaker. He'd know who that is.
So they had
they had
a buffet spread, obviously. Jackie Boy, you'll know this. And so then at halftime, they had Skyline. Ugh. And I put this on Twitter. And those sports writers, bang!
They were on that Skyline.
Bang! Oh, they ran to that Skyline.
Shoving people out of the way. And
so, like, what they have, like the three-ways or the Cody's?
Whoa, settle down. You and your weddings.
Ways.
I don't know what you guys settle down.
What happens in Mexico stays in Mexico, Jack. I mean, we don't need to know all that.
I knew exactly where that would go when I said that.
I mean, I thought Locke and them with the fingers. What are we doing here?
I thought he was the one with the swing and everything. Jack, you have a swing.
I don't even know where to even go.
You're talking about Skyline and all the sports writers.
So I'm like,
Did they have the spaghetti, the chili with the spaghetti, or the chili with the hot dogs?
All of it.
All of the above.
All of it. So I've learned something. Going to big events, especially when I'm not sure of the layout.
Yeah.
You eat when you can. okay?
Right.
So when I got there, they're like a breakfast spread or whatever, you know, whatever. And so I ate some then, not a ton, but I ate some then.
Right.
And I needed it because, of course, Saturday went deep into the night.
Oh, of course.
It was deep bourbon. It was gross. And so I was like, I'm going to have to work in this
food.
Press box. And I stink. I smell of booze, okay? I was not. I smell like liquor.
Yeah.
Okay?
So I'm like,
I got to eat. Plus, I crushed a heater in the car because I thought it was going to be late because Cincinnati people.
Yeah.
So I'm like, so I eat real quick. It's halftime. I go out there and, you know, just the meat is flying. And it's got guys going, you know, I mean spaghetti, you know, the
shredded
spaghetti,
cheese.
All the shredded cheese, the conies and everything else.
Yeah.
And I look up, you know, it's like a buffet. So you're facing another man.
Sure. Yeah.
If you will.
Look in his eyes.
I look up. It's John Wong.
Oh, you're kidding me. Whoa. You saw John Wong. I forgot
right.
He goes to the Bengals game.
Damn right
he
I did.
He covers the Bengals game.
He covers the Bengals.
What would you say to him? You say, what's up, Johnny Wong?
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, not much. Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, because I wasn't scanning around.
Sure, looking for anybody you know.
Yeah, creeping all the different media people. Yeah.
Wow.
You like that, don't you?
I do like that. A little John Wong on a Sunday and at the Bengals game. Would you have? Did you have the chili or did you have the coney?
No, I went coney.
You
went
coney?
I would do the same thing.
No, I'm not eating that chili. I'll eat the coney. Yep.
Texas says Jack should have crossed the border illegally and recorded it. Texas says, Sweeney, how loud was the sound when the kicker hit the goalpost? It sounded loud on TV. Oh, yeah, it was loud.
I mean, it was an audible bong.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Go, Pack, go. Okay, we get it.
Oh, Packers fans. Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, go Pack, go. You told them. You told those 60 Bengal fans. Go Pack.
I wish I would have seen. Do you guys think Chris Mack is known when he does that?
No, not at all.
You don't think
Not in Cincy.
Nope.
So you think he's got the hat on?
He's got the
hat
on.
Sitting there in section, you know, whatever. He was lower level corner
with one of his kids or whatever.
You don't think he's known?
No. It's been years removed from the Cincinnati scene. Maybe while he was still at Xavier, maybe, but he's been gone for a while. I don't think anybody really knows who he is. I don't. That's one place he can go and not have. How you gonna fix this, Mac? What do you think of McMaines? Can he be the head coach while you're gone?
Jack, look at the TV screen right now. We have Ernie Johnson, who's doing the TBS. Who is the man on the far right?
Oh, yeah. I know.
Did you know?
I do know, yeah.
Okay.
It's Pedro.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, Pedro Martinez.
Oh, so, but you wouldn't know.
I loved
Pedro back in the day.
I don't think I know the other guys.
I don't know the other, but I know Pedro Martinez.
Do you?
I remember when he threw, what's his name, onto the ground. The Yankees
Don Rickles-looking guy.
Yeah, Zimmer.
Goodness.
Was it Zimmer?
Oh, no. Why? I mean, come on. His name. Oh, this is going to kill me.
It was a great moment in that rivalry's history. He just took him and just threw him down. He charged Pedro Martinez.
How can I not remember
God,
this?
What was his name?
I can't remember.
We'll have to look at it
this
the break.
This is killing me. I just know. I just need to look it up.
Yeah.
Quick break on the other end. Here we go, Jack. We'll play some sound. Jackie Boo put something together. We'll do that next.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Jack, you ever played handball?
Yes, actually, and not competitively, of course, but in like middle school and at like summer camp.
That's the first time you played, yeah, middle school. Do you think you'll play handball when your eyes have to be closed for 6 hours next week?
No, don't think so.
And James Strebel.
Play handball, middle school, summer camp. That's what everybody
Jack's
played.
Mom walks to the basement. He's just playing a game of handball.
Yeah, no
hour
deal.
Number four of keeping his eyes closed for 6 hours.
He drops the laundry. What are you doing?
Just a little handball. Oh, man. That was the best damn handball player this side of the Mississippi.
Damn right he was.
Oh, my goodness.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
for reminders here on The Take on ESPN 680 105.7. Lou City back in action on Wednesday, 7:45 all stations, 680 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville. A little Soccer City coming up on Thursday. Jack, I said this, but I think you were getting ready for your local sports center update there. And I know we have it somewhere. Do you have readily available, or can you, the Jeff Greer call of the game-winning goal at the very end from Saturday evening?
Oh, yeah, I heard this.
Did you?
Yeah, when I walked into the studio Saturday night, they were playing it in there. And
there
it's like,
go.
Come on in here, listen to this. And I got to hear Jeff Greer's call, and I was tickled by it.
Well, there you go. Texas says, Sweeney, did the crowd do the F Joe Biden chant? No, that was at Harvest Homecoming, not the Bengals game that they did that.
Oh, so Harvest. He looked up in the beer garden.
I'm kidding. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now offering up to $21 an hour for part-time package handler positions. Weekly attendance bonus of $50 still in place for those that work the Sunday day shift. Get your tuition paid 100% at the University of Louisville. Make $21 an hour and be eligible for academic bonuses all through the Metro College program. Apply today, upsjobsky.com. Here's Jeff Greer losing his mind over the weekend.
And it's a whip ball back post. On the end of it is RB. And it's in! Louisville City scores with 20 seconds to play. What a goal. What a moment. Louisville City has scored two in the final 4 minutes to come back from 3-2 down and win this 4-3.
Jason Entz actually had it plus 900 that's how the game would end.
Oh, did he?
Two goals in the final 4 minutes.
Oh, so yeah, he made thousands of dollars.
He made several.
Made up for all the units lost.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he had all those units on a Lou City.
Sorry, Don Zimmer. Yes, we were wrong.
Yes.
Don Zimmer. We apologize.
We looked it up, and it made me sad looking at Don Zimmer being thrown by Pedro. Again.
Texas says Mac was in Cincy for the Bengals because on Saturday he was in Cincy interviewing for the UC job.
What if that leaked out? What if that leaked out at like 5:30 tonight? If, 30 minutes before we get off.
This happened with like Miami and the NCAA.
Reported by Mac Jones.
Well, no. Mac Jones or Matt Jones? It's
Mac
like
Jones.
Mac
no,
Jones.
Matt Jones. Jones. Yes. I thought he said Mac Jones,
no,
too. Yeah, I thought he said Mac. I was like, Mac Jones is like, he's,
what if I was, what if I was,
he doesn't care about the Cincinnati Bengals.
What if I was at this game, not to work, but at it for, like, I had a buddy who was a Bengals fan.
I got an extra ticket.
Okay.
Come on up with
and
me.
And I went to go see, you know, two good teams. You see Aaron Rodgers, you know, whatever.
Right.
Okay. And what if our seats were right behind Mac? And what if Mac was talking to someone about interviewing for another job?
Dude, that's a spot for you to be in. Like, what do you do?
No, it's not. You secretly record.
You record it, and you put it on Twitter.
Yeah,
how about that?
Send it to Jerry Eves.
Yeah. Hey, Jerry. I got something for your show.
Got a scoop for you. Now, did you also see the video that came out? Mitch sent it to us.
Yeah.
The Eagles fans in the bathroom.
Oh, yes. Yes.
At the Carolina Panthers game.
Yes.
And the cops came a-knocking.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think about that?
I don't...
Nothing?
I don't know.
What are you scared
to
say?
I'm not scared of anything. I just... if you're in the bathroom... Well, I
what?
That should be off limits. Like, I mean, unless you're like,
would you call like the officers if you're in that bathroom?
No.
Yeah.
You just gotta let things play out, and you just, I just leave. I wouldn't call the police. I just leave. I'd exit the area. That's what I would do.
Texas says, I just got in my car and I heard that ridiculous Greer call, and I thought it was a sheriff torturing an inmate.
Well, come on. It was funny. That's what they do on soccer radio. They yell and scream for the most insignificant.
That's what they do. Tell me everything that they do on soccer
radio.
All
I know is I've heard radio calls before of soccer moments where someone loses their mind.
Yeah, it's a big moment.
It was a big moment.
Scored two goals
and they won. And they Jeff should have been happy. And he was happy. And he did the soccer guy thing. He's got the soccer guy thing down pat. I'll give him that. He does.
Well, that's because he is a soccer guy.
He is. But he just doesn't. Like, whenever I see Jeff Greer, I don't imagine those sounds coming up from
his body. Him going wild.
Yeah, because I see him. He's very mild-mannered. He's very well-dressed.
Right.
Got a great haircut.
Like,
I just
you didn't know people that only wore sweaters can scream like that.
Exactly, yes.
Like, he wears a sweater.
Right.
What's he doing?
He wears sweater vests. He wears sweaters. Like, different kinds of sweaters. And I didn't think he could scream like that. So, good for you, Jeff. I'm happy for you.
I like that. 437-9680. Also, just one other thing from the weekend. We'll get to some local stuff. I don't know what you guys saw this weekend, but Spencer Rattler was bad.
Yes.
And DJ Ungungulele, is that how you say it, from Clemson?
Yeah.
I felt like that was kind of
Ungungulele?
Ungungulele? Yeah, like whatever.
That, yeah.
We don't have to learn his name because he's not any good.
Yeah.
So him and then... De'Aaron King, who's injured.
So all the people that got all the NIL money.
All
of the faces of NIL have had the worst years.
Yeah, yeah. NIL and Heisman.
Because they were focused on the money.
But no, I mean, the Spencer Rattler got benched. Dude comes in and blows up Texas.
And balls out.
He's a freshman too, right? Five-star.
Redshirt. Yeah,
redshirt, okay. I know he's Lincoln Riley, of course, is a five-star quarterback.
He's down between Louisville and Oklahoma. It's odd.
Oh, was it? Oh, no, I didn't know that. Just, oh, wow. Sad almost had him in the bag. Another one just got away. Another one that just got away. Sad had him in the bag.
Could have had him.
I didn't see much Sat Daddy or Sat was in his bag this weekend, Andy. I don't know about you.
Man,
I must have missed those tweets. I didn't see a lot of Sat Daddy.
Scott Satterfield's out here just working, fool.
Texas says it sounds like Greer's bleeps were dropping. Texas, you guys know if Rummage and Entz came to blows? No, I don't.
No,
I'm gonna let Entz. I don't know.
I don't know what's going on there.
I'm gonna let those guys.
Yeah,
work
they
that
can
out.
Work that out.
Men work out men things.
Exactly. I'm not getting involved. I'm staying out of it.
Texas says, "I'm sure Greer's really happy to have Strebel's seal of approval that he is in fact a soccer guy."
Well, I didn't say he was going to be happy or sad about it. I just gave my thoughts. Maybe Jeff wants to hear that. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I just know that he...
What an absolute haymaker, Vito.
He'd be pleased with that, right?
Oh, man. Like
being called
a soccer guy. Soccer guy.
Yeah, but yeah. I think he'd be happy with me praising his call or anybody praising his call.
I don't think he cares if you've...
Well, probably not.
Yeah.
If it came from Lance McGarvey, it would matter.
By the way, did Process not play the vetoes on Friday?
He did not, no.
Oh, he didn't? No, he did not.
He did not.
No.
Don't get mad at him, Process.
He did you a favor.
Process was mad. I'm working late today because of Jack.
Oh, he was not happy.
He was not happy.
No,
yeah.
He was very, very moody on Friday.
He was moody.
Yeah.
But he made moody it
Process. I do appreciate him helping
him. Well, don't tell us. Tell him.
Yeah, tell Process.
I told him many times.
He had to be up early the next day. And he had to work some more.
And then I offered to have him take a day off tomorrow, and he said no, like he always does.
Like he always does.
Yeah.
Yep.
Look at you, Jack.
I think I offered to him at least once a week.
He thinks he'll be Wally Pipped.
Yeah.
Oh, if like Jack goes on the Diener show and just shines.
The Diener will fall in love with him.
He's like, I'd rather have Grossman.
Right.
So you're gone.
Yeah.
Then he'd be with us maybe. I don't know, buddy.
I don't know. We'll see. Still won't do an NFL update.
No, still won't. Still won't.
Still won't do that. 437-9680. Let's do this. I want to give us a lot of time for the 5 o'clock hour here. I want to get back into U of L. Kentucky, obviously, big game this weekend. I think we're going to move some stuff around. You know, I think Tuesday, Liam Cohen's at 5:10-ish. I think we're going to start taking some of these. I mean, I'm going to treat Kentucky, Georgia like it's not going to be a blowout.
Right. Which you think is the right thing.
Okay.
Okay, I think it's the right thing.
If they get blown out, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You and Entz are going to have to walk the damn plank. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to treat this like a game that's going to be, you know, 20-17, okay?
Right.
If I swear to God, if Will Levis goes out, if we do all this lead up and Will Levis goes out and fumbles
right.
or throws a pick six on the second play, we're done. We're never doing this for Georgia again.
Okay.
That's where I'm at.
That's fine.
I'm skeptical.
Okay. You should be skeptical.
I want to be clear. I'm not skeptical Kentucky and anybody else, even though I think they'll trip up somewhere.
Sure.
This game.
This is the game.
This game. Not Mississippi State, not Tennessee, not Louisville. I'm not doing the dance, but for this game, I'm skeptical.
Okay.
I have to be.
No, everybody has to be. I mean, Georgia is a behemoth.
They're the number one team in the country.
Yeah, and they've not been in a single close game all season. No one's pushed them. No one's tried them. They've won every game convincingly. Against against top 10 opponents. It doesn't matter. They've blown everybody out. So there should be skepticism. There should be perhaps, you know, a little bit of, you know, we know what's going to happen here. We like the story's already been told. I completely understand that. Okay. I get it.
Okay. You're going to have to pull me away from thinking this game isn't going to be closer to 21 points than you think. That's right. Going to be your job.
I'll do my best.
Because I don't know what... Here's what I was going to say in the 5 o'clock. I'll let you think about it.
Sure.
I don't want to... I don't. If I think they lose, which I do on Saturday,
yeah.
I don't want that to take away from anything else. I view Saturday as a different island to the rest of the Kentucky football season.
So Saturday was an outlier.
No, this Saturday.
Okay, gotcha. I thought you meant last Saturday. Gotcha.
Obviously, if they win, we know the reaction.
Or, yeah.
I'm going to try not to be. I don't want to say I'm going to try not to be heavy-handed. If they lose 41-13, I don't know how we react
here. We sit here and we say, well, that's Georgia. They're probably the best team in the country, and they've done that to everyone they've played so far this year. You don't play anyone like them. The rest of the year, you can still go out and beat everyone else.
In Mississippi State's after the break, I think,
it
right?
It is. It's after the bye, so it goes right back into Mississippi State.
Then that becomes a big game.
Sure.
We talk about that game the way we've talked about two or three of these games here at the beginning of the season and continue to take care of business, and you'll be in contention for whatever bowl games that everybody is talking about. Now, that's not me excusing. I just don't think anyone right now, including Alabama, is on Georgia's level.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the way it looks.
But I don't know if that's me. That's me letting Kentucky off the hook. I'm going to get into this conversation because I don't know. Like, the Kentucky fan that thinks they're going to be in the game, I don't know whether to laugh at that or not.
Sure.
I just don't know how I feel about that, which is not good for sports radio. So we'll figure that out as we go as well. 437-9680, UPS Jobs Text Line if you want to get in on that. 5 o'clock hour next.